Unit 8. Communications. Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your paper. Example. You will hear,
Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message?
You will read, A. I'm not sure. B. You're right. C. Yes, certainly. D. That's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, yes, certainly, is the correct answer. Now the test will begin.
1. This is the MP4 in the latest design. This is the MP4 in the latest design.
Two. Your dad has come to see you, Jack. Your dad has come to see you, Jack.
Three. Suppose I am alone on an island. I will first find something to eat by fishing, hunting, or picking up mushrooms. Suppose I am alone on an island. I will first find something to eat by fishing, hunting, or picking up mushrooms.
Four. What's the fare to the theater? What's the fare to the theater?
Five. Have I done my job right? Have I done my job right? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your paper.
6. What time is it now?
It's 8 o'clock now. The concert started 30 minutes ago.
Question. When did the concert start? What time is it now?
It's 8 o'clock now. The concert started 30 minutes ago.
Question. When did the concert start?
Seven. How many boys are invited to the party?
All the boys are not invited to the party.
Question. What did the man say? How many boys are invited to the party?
All the boys are not invited to the party.
Question. What did the man say?
Eight. Those people are shouting about something.
It's too noisy. Let's try to keep quiet.
Question. What will the woman do? Those people are shouting about something.
It's too noisy. Let's try to keep quiet.
Question. What will the woman do?
Nine. Do you mind if I borrow your notebook?
No, of course not. They are on my desk.
Question. What does the man mean? Do you mind if I borrow your notebook?
No, of course not. They are on my desk.
Question. What does the man mean?
Ten. Isn't the weather beautiful? We're lucky to be on holiday. What shall we do today?
I'm not sure. What do you think?
Question. What are they talking about? Isn't the weather beautiful? We're lucky to be on holiday. What shall we do today?
I'm not sure. What do you think?
Question. What are they talking about? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases in the corresponding space in order of the numbered blanks according to what you have heard. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now, the passage will begin.
First reading.
John is a bus driver. He gets up at 6 o'clock, eats a light breakfast in a hurry, and then rushes to work. He likes his job, but hates to drive in bad weather. Rain and snow make the roads dangerous. John's wife, Carol, works every day from 8:30 to noon as a bookkeeper. She likes keeping her house neat and tidy. She has a place for everything and throws out what she doesn't need. John is just the opposite. He saves everything. He keeps clothes that don't fit him anymore. Old magazines, boxes and papers. Nothing of his is in good order.
Second reading.
John is a bus driver. He gets up at 6 o'clock, eats a light breakfast in a hurry. And then rushes to work. He likes his job, but hates to drive in bad weather. Rain and snow make the roads dangerous. John's wife, Carol, works every day from 8:30 to noon as a bookkeeper. She likes keeping her house neat and tidy. She has a place for everything and throws out what she doesn't need. John is just the opposite. He saves everything. He keeps clothes that don't fit him anymore. Old magazines, boxes and papers. Nothing of his is in good order.
Final reading.
John is a bus driver. He gets up at 6 o'clock, eats a light breakfast in a hurry, and then rushes to work. He likes his job, but hates to drive in bad weather. Rain and snow make the roads dangerous. John's wife, Carol, works every day from 8:30 to noon as a bookkeeper. She likes keeping her house neat and tidy. She has a place for everything and throws out what she doesn't need. John is just the opposite. He saves everything. He keeps clothes that don't fit him anymore. Old magazines, boxes and papers. Nothing of his is in good order.